Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
We believe that stories are magic, so when we find a great one, we can't wait to share it. Far, far away on the planet Florp, a baby named Bobby Wonder was born. But his parents relocated the family to Earth right after the birth, so Bobby grew up having no idea he was an alien. Until his 10th birthday, that is. Can you imagine waking up on your birthday to find out that you can fly and talk to ducks? Created by a New York Times best-selling children's author and produced by the award-winning Go Kid Go team, Bobby Wonder is out of this world fun. Search for Bobby Wonder on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nope, bad angle. Oh, too much light. Ah, perfect.
Hey, Rin, what you up to?
Just trying out the updated camera app on my smartphone. This thing has so many filters and editing options, and the photo quality is crazy good.
Can I get a photo with you?
Get over here, bestie.
Aw, look at us. That's a keeper.
Museum-worthy friend photo right there. Or at the very least, worth posting on my FacePlace page.
Have you ever stopped to wonder how something as amazing as a camera can be carried around in our pockets with our smartphones?
I guess I haven't. I've never not known a world where our phones didn't have cameras on them.
Rin, have you ever actually held a real camera? Or seen one?
I mean, I guess in photos. Oh, the irony.
Exactly. Which has me wondering, what exactly is a camera? And how do they work? And when did we become a world where everyone uses only the cameras on their phones to take pictures instead of actual cameras?
Lots of solid questions there, Jack. Sounds like you might have a thirst a-brewin' for knowledge.
I believe I do. I want to learn all about photography today.
And we will get right on that just as soon as I'm done posting this super cute photo of us on my social media.
Oh, yes, yes, handle that first, Rin. That way we can rack up a bunch of likes and loves and comments while we're learning.
Gotta keep our priorities straight, am I right?
Always.
No, I don't want to add stickers.
Any day now, Rin.
Oh, hey, we're inside the Coffin of Curiosities. When did that happen?
After it arrived and I guided you in because you were too focused on your phone and I didn't want you to walk face first into a wall.
Oh, thanks for that. Look, I'm putting my phone away and I will post our amazing photo later. Can't keep your thirst for knowledge waiting, right?
Finally. Computer, today we want to learn about cameras and photography.
Okay, so why don't we start with what a camera actually is and how it works. So first things first, a camera is a device that captures and records images. When you take a photo with a camera, a film strip inside it is briefly exposed to light through the camera's lens, and an image is burned into the film, which then later developed on light-sensitive photo paper becomes what we call a photograph.
All of that is happening inside our smartphones?
Not quite. We'll get to that later, Jack. Let's find out when the first cameras were invented.
Another whoosh through time, which has taken us to...
ancient Greece, around 330 BC, where philosopher Aristotle is experimenting with and writing about the camera obscura, thought to be the first camera in history.
But it looks like we're just inside a dark room, and the only light coming in is through that tiny hole in the wall.
That's how the camera obscura worked. If there's a well-lit scene or object near the hole, the rays of light reflect off the object, pass through the hole, and are projected onto a surface as an upside-down image.
And that image would be there permanently?
Nope, that's where it gets tricky. The image would soon fade, so artists using the camera obscura traced the image by hand inside of the room or box where the image was captured.
So this is what Aristotle is doing.
But it wasn't just him. There is evidence of this image capturing art in Chinese manuscripts in 400 BC, as well as Arab scholars hundreds of years later.
So the idea of capturing an image has become a reality at this point. When did actual cameras enter the, picture?
Before we get to that, let's learn about the first photograph ever recorded, captured by a French inventor named Nicéphore Niépce. That's Niépce, using a method called heliography, or sun drawing. It involves combining sunlight with light-sensitive paper and substances, so Niépce is able to capture an image inside of his own camera obscura.
Taking the world's first photo.
Taken over 8 hours, Drac.
Whoa, that's long for one photo, eh? It looks like it's a view of a garden through a window.
The photo was captured at Niépce's home. You can see it in person to this day. It's on display at the University of Texas in Austin.
We can definitely take that trip someday soon. Right now, let's discover how the camera obscura becomes what we know cameras to be today.
Time whoosh, you say? On it.
Whoa, that wasn't very far.
We only had to skip ahead a few years later, Drac, because this is the time when Niépce goes into business with another Frenchman named Louis Daguerre. They came up with a way to reduce exposure time for photos from a few hours to just a few minutes.
What does that mean exactly? Exposure time?
How long it takes the light to expose the image on whatever surface it's on. But not far from France, another man was perfecting exposure time even more. William Talbot, a scientist at the University of Cambridge, comes up with a method that uses chemicals to produce a photo from a paper negative after only a few minutes.
What's a negative?
Without getting too boring, it's the image on the photo showing where the lightest areas appear darkest, and the darkest areas appear lightest.
So why was Talbot's method such a success?
It basically becomes the blueprint for the process of printing photos throughout the rest of the 19th and 20th centuries.
It must have been exciting for everyone to now be able to capture permanent images of any of the people, places, and things they wanted.
Not exactly, Drac. The earliest photos, or daguerreotypes, as they're called, mostly consist of images of famous monuments from around the world. It'll still be a few years before there's enough advancement in camera technology that shooting portraits or moving objects becomes possible.
Okay, so not so exciting for everyone yet.
It'll still be a few years before there's enough advancement in camera technology that shooting portraits or moving objects becomes possible. And we haven't mentioned the artists. They were not fans of the invention of photography at all.
What are they so upset about?
Artists thought that photography was a shortcut to creating actual art. They believed their crafts of drawing, painting, and sculpting from real life was over.
But a photo isn't a painting or a sculpture?
Luckily, the artists eventually realized that too, and that both art and photography could capture the images of the world in their own respective and beautiful ways.
Okay, Rin, I am good with learning about the origins of photography. But when do we get to regular, non-sciencey people using cameras to take photos?
It all begins at the end of the 19th century, with an American who comes up with a method of capturing images on rolls of film instead of on paper. And we'll learn more about him right after we get another selfie while we're here inside the coffin.
Ooh, great idea! The coffin would probably want some love on social media too!
Say cheese!
Cheese! Back in on the inventor who came up with rolls of film to make photos, I have a more pressing question, Rin. Why do we say cheese when we get our photos taken?
Computer, do your thing. Well, this is about as fun and simple an answer as there is, Drac. The original saying was cheese and crackers, eventually shortened to just cheese, because the word cheese naturally stretches our mouths into a grin and gets our teeth to show.
I gotta let those fangs do their thing. All right, so how did film rolls change the camera game?
The inventor of the film roll was George Eastman Kodak, who came up with the invention of a box camera. Each camera had 100 exposures for the film. Exposures which will become pictures.
How were pictures made from the roll of film inside?
Well, the whole camera itself had to be sent into one of Kodak's factories for the film to be developed. There, the pictures are printed through a process involving chemicals and lighting. A bunch of nuts and bolts stuff that's kind of boring, but results in a printed photo in the end.
It feels like the entire process of creating a physical photo is very scientific.
True. And it was only in the early 20th century that Kodak and other camera makers invented film rolls that could be removed from cameras and sent to photo labs, instead of having to send the whole cameras.
Obviously, the photos that we see on our smartphones and tablets aren't made on film rolls inside those devices. How are those photos created?
Those are digital photos, Jack. Instead of an image being captured on film, it's instead made by light turning the image into electrical signals. The camera's incoming image hits something called an image sensor chip that breaks it up into millions of pixels.
What's a pixel?
Tiny dots or squares that all come together to create the image you're trying to capture. And the image sensor measures each pixel by color and brightness and stores it as a number.
Wait, digital pictures are actually numbers?
A massively long string of them that describes the exact detail of every pixel the photo contains.
It all sounds so futuristic.
Well, lucky for us, it's our present. And because things like computers, smartphones, websites, and apps work the same way as digital photos do, it's incredibly easy for us to take a photo with our phones and instantly share it.
So being digital is like a common language that all of these things speak.
That's a smart way to put it, Drac.
It's pretty awesome that we have such amazing cameras in our pockets every day. But has that caused people to stop using real cameras altogether?
There are still plenty of photographers that need actual cameras for their work. People who shoot weddings or events, and journalists who need to capture newsworthy action in a way that goes above and beyond what a smartphone can do.
The history of photos and cameras is pretty cool, Ren.
And to be honest, we've barely scratched the surface of how much is involved with the process of turning the things we see into images. But it's all very technical.
Translation? A little boring.
Only if you feel like your thirst for knowledge is quenched, bestie.
It is, which means it's time for one last thing. Posting our selfies on our social media and getting all of those sweet, sweet likes.
Right, I'm on it. One more shot of us before I do?
Let's do it, and this time, get the computer in the shot. It's just as important on our adventures as the coffin is. Cheese! If you enjoyed today's episode of Drek, make sure to press that follow button so you can join us for the next episode, right here on Go Kid Go Network.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.